Activated, Gaining the Extraordinary from the Ordinary, features articles from the Activated magazine created by the Family International. Visit us at activated.org.
Chain reaction in Romanian prisons. Karl, Hungary. It all started when a man in Romania with whom I've been corresponding, 70-year-old Ilya, visited his son in prison. Each time I write Ilya, I enclose some Christian literature. So during the visit, Ilya gave his son one of the posters I had sent him. His son later gave that poster to a fellow inmate, Ovidiu, who also began corresponding with me regularly. With a little encouragement, Ovidiu started to tell other inmates about Jesus' love, forgiveness, and power to change hearts and lives. Over the next year, Ovidiu won more inmates to the Lord. As some of those inmates were transferred to other prisons, more inmates were won to the Lord in those prisons. Now, 12 inmates in 5 prisons actively share the good news with their fellow inmates, and every month their numbers grow and more prisoners get saved. Several of them have written to say that whenever they receive a letter from me, it's like a holiday for them and the others in their little prison fellowships. Here are a few translated excerpts from recent letters I received from some of them. 26-year-old Ovidiu is serving a 9-year sentence. He writes, "I can't believe how many things have changed since I started writing you. I'm not talking only about the happiness you brought to my life by helping me to know my Savior Jesus. I'm also talking about the many friends I have today, due to your love and His love. In the beginning, it was tough. I was alone, and I felt forgotten on this planet. But you wrote to me about love, you showed me your love in kind deeds, and you encouraged me to love others and tell them about Jesus' love. Today I'm a happy and fulfilled man. Because I listened to you and did what you told me, I've gained many new friends in Jesus. All of us who write to you love each other and help each other to make it through the darkest times. Albert is just one of them. If it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't have made as much progress in explaining God's love to the other inmates. Albert talks to others about God's love with such ease, and they respect him for it. Albert is 35 years old and is serving a 22-year sentence for homicide. Prisoners convicted of premeditated homicide are allowed to write only one letter a year. If they want to write more, they must make deals with other inmates to send their letters for them. When Albert first wanted to write me, he had already used his one letter for the year to write his mother. So he gave another inmate his lunches for a month in exchange for being able to write one letter in the other man's name. In Albert's fourth letter, he wrote, "I don't know how I can thank you. I have no words to express what's going on in my heart. Until I received your second letter, I didn't know what it meant to be loved or love anyone. For 35 years, I thought love only existed in people's imaginations. At last, I found what I was looking for. In fact, I didn't even know I was looking for it, but I found it. What I needed was someone to love and be loved by, and you brought that person, Jesus, into my life. Before I received your letter, I didn't think about anything except how I could get out of prison sooner. Now all I want is to be able to show love to those who need it, and Jesus has given me the opportunity to do that. Everyone in here is starving for a kind word and a little bit of love from a sincere heart. I'm so glad that I have this chance to love others and in return to be loved with God's love through them. Now it doesn't matter to me so much that I'm locked up here. I no longer scratch a line on the wall of my cell for every day that passes. I'm happy. Thank you so, so, so much. I thank Jesus from the bottom of my heart for his love for me. I want the whole world to know that I, a murderer, found happiness and love and forgiveness through Jesus. As long as I live, I'll tell others about Jesus' love." Viorel, 29, is Albert's brother. Albert was recently transferred to the same prison where Viorelli is serving a 14-year sentence. Prisoners convicted of homicide are moved often to discourage escape attempts. Albert told Viorelli about us. In his first letter, Viorelli wrote, "I don't know how it was possible for Albert to change the way he did, but he is a new man. If a man like him could undergo such a change, and if God can indeed love a person with a past like his, that means there is hope for me. All of a sudden, life can take a meaningful turn. Please write to me in detail about the beautiful things Albert mentioned to me. I didn't want to admit it in front of my brother, but I need God's love. I'm lost without it. Please help me become the happy and serene man my brother is today." Vasile, 30 years old, is serving a 14-year sentence for murder. In his second letter, he explained, "I never thought that I could be forgiven for the terrible thing I did. My friend Albert led me to read the letters you sent him. I couldn't help but cry. I have never really been happy in my entire life, much less cried from happiness. But what else could I have done when Jesus took over my heart? Albert did everything he could to help me get to the point of praying for my salvation. I never thought that I could experience such joy as I do now. Your letters make things so simple and easy for us to understand. This month, I'm going to write my family. They too need to find out about the great change that took place in my life, and they too need to receive Jesus. Now I'm truly happy. Peace took me over. It was so simple, and Jesus changed me so fast. Now I'm disgusted with the life I lived before, because I lived it without him. I'll never let go of him again. Please write me as often as you can. I want to know everything there is to know about Jesus and his teachings, so that I can tell others and they can know his love too." Patricia, 37 years old and a convicted murderer, wrote in his first letter, "Is it true what Albert told me about God's love? Is it true that you also love us, even though we're murderers? Is it true that we can receive God's forgiveness? Please write me about these things. I'm all alone in this world, and I've done so much wrong that I don't even have hope for the afterlife. But Albert talks about Jesus with so much feeling, just like he's his best friend who sent him to talk to me. Please send me to read what you sent Albert. I want to know Jesus the way he does. There is no one too bad or too insignificant for God to love and care for. God will do anything for you if you simply give him a chance."